Amen. Now they something that I've got on my mind this morning is whether or not it fits this day or not, I don't know.
Put it on them.
Man, I thought about something. I know what they were talking about there, but they in Exodus chapter number 12. I thought about this, and when I began to read, and I sat there at the house yesterday, and I began to read, and all about Moses and some of his ordeals, and then I began to read about Joseph and a lot of healing, and next thing you know, I done read, got interested in that thing, and done read a number of chapters in that book. Now, I don't know about y'all, sometimes when I get started reading, I guess I want to know what the end of the story is about. And I just keep reading. And I'd read till I got to where I couldn't see. I mean, everything had run together on me. But I have read this, and I've heard it preached on a number of times. Just never have preached on it that I know of. But I'd like to read, three or four verses right here. And leave it in your hearing. Now, if I don't say anything from the Scripture, just the reading of the Scripture would be enough. Amen. Because back in Paul and them stand, and some of the others back in under the law, Bible said they stood and read a fourth part of the day.
Amen.
Out of the law.
Right.
Amen. And if we just sat today and didn't do anything but read out of this blessed old book right here, it's worth sitting and listening to.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. I thank you this morning for allowing me. Amen. Thank God enough to be able to read and understand some of it. And I know what it's saying to me. Amen. Now, I don't know. Maybe when I get through with this, amen. Maybe it'll help you. I don't know. It may not. But it done me some good when I begin to read over this. Amen. Chapter 12 of Exodus, verse number 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of the month. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the tenth day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their father, a lamb for an half. And if the household, I want you to listen to this right here. It said, and if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to him, his house, take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make you make your account for the soul. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goat. Now, that verse up there, when it said, if the house be too small for the lamb. And I guess if I had a thought today, and it fits pretty well in the time that we're in, and I understand what the Lamb of God. And if I had a thought this morning, I've heard it used before, it'd be too much lamb. Amen. Seemingly in the time that we're in today, and when you begin to get in this book right here and begin to read and I thought if Don was going through our lesson this morning, and I thought about that again, and I flipped back over and I began to read when Brother Don began to teach, amen, about the Spirit of truth. Amen, today, and I somehow or another, amen, I feel like that there's too much lamb, amen, for us today. Amen. Now, when you speak about the Lamb, amen, you're talking about, amen, the Son of God. I'm talking about the one that come into this world, amen, thank God to live, bleed, and die on an old rugged cross that you and I, amen, our sins could be forgiven.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad this morning, thank God that there was, amen, somebody who loved me enough, amen, to shed, amen, his blood that I might go free.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God he took the lamb. Amen. Thank God that shed, amen, his blood, Brother Ed, that we could be forgiven, amen, of our sins. Amen. And I thought, well, amen, thank God you look around today. And, amen, they people today professing, amen, to be children of God. How they'll tell you they are Christians, amen, but they somehow, how they too much are going on, amen, in their life, amen, for them, amen, I feel like to be, amen, a Christian this morning. Well, amen, bless the Lord. How they too much lamb, amen, in the house. Amen, thank God. Now, preacher, why do you say that? Amen, if you'll look, amen, and understand what's going on, amen, in our land today, you'll see how the people, amen, thank God, are taking less and less of this old book right here.
Right, that's right.
Amen, they want less and less of it. Amen, they really just don't want much of it at all. Amen. And if I understand right, amen, thank God, from Genesis, amen, to Revelation, amen, is all about the Lamb.
Amen.
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 Amen. We need the Lamb this morning.
Amen.
Amen. I think he'll read on down just a little further. Amen. Thank God he told us. Amen. To eat it all.
Right.
Did he not?
Right.
Amen. He said just eat it all. Amen, but he said, when you do it, amen, he said, do it with your loins girded,
right,
and your feet shod, and your spear, thank God, in your hand, your staff, in your hand. Amen, he said, do it in haste. Amen, thank God, I say today, amen, thank God, we need to be, amen, up and about, amen, the Father's been there, amen, we better be ready and prepared for this day, amen, that we're facing.
Amen.
How many of y'all feel like you got too much lamb? Amen, I don't think we got enough.
Amen.
Now y'all gonna fall out with me here a little bit. Amen, there'll be some of this Jay Sager stuff, I guess y'all would call it. Amen, gonna get into this. Amen, but it's alright, it's still, amen, the truth today.
Amen.
Amen. People have moved the lamb out. And have substituted it with alcohol. Amen. I tell you, I know what I'm talking about. I can take you to home. Amen. What's going on? Amen. I was sitting in a fellow's house yesterday. Amen. Don't know where it belongs to the church, eh? Amen. But undoubtedly, amen, got too strong around the house of God. Amen. And they found other things, amen, that was more important. Amen. So the lamb got to be too much. Amen. They got it. He turned, amen, to the world.
Heaven, Lord.
Had to tell him something about it. Amen. Thank God. Me. Amen. He said, I see your name. Amen. On a sign outside in the front of a church. I said, yes. Amen. I said, well, if you ever out that way, amen, I'd be glad to have you, amen, to sit in our congregation. Amen. Thank God and train these folks up. Amen. That said he's a member. Amen. In my church. Amen. I said, well, hey, what you need to do, amen, is go back to JD. Amen. Thank God, church, and get right. Amen. With God. Amen. Thank God you need, amen, the Lamb of God. Amen in your house.
Amen.
Amen.
Drugs have moved in and took part of it. Oh, Lord. Amen. There's enough lamb. Amen. Thank God there to get you from this side, amen, to the other side.
Amen.
Amen. If we'll take it.
Amen.
Amen. I believe he said, take and eat it all. Amen. I believe it's going to take, amen, all of this book right here, amen, for you and I. Amen. But thank God, amen, we moved out so much. Amen. Of the Lamb and the Zion. Amen. Part of the world in part. Amen. To take up, amen, part of the space.
Help him, Lord.
I know this year ain't going to take well. Hey, man, I know what this book said.
Yes.
Hey, man, he said, I believe he said for us to come out from among the world and be shepherds.
Yes, he did.
Saith the Lord, did he not?
Amen.
Amen. I believe when he said, come out from among the world and be shepherd. Amen. Thank God, I mean, I believe that's what he just, what he means is what he said.
Amen.
Amen. Get separated. Amen. From the things of this world. Help me, Lord. Amen. There's got to be too much lamb in our churches. Amen. How do you know that? Amen. Thank God, because how they've done away with this. Amen. And picked them up another. Amen. Book they're calling. Amen. The Bible. Amen. I say we need to go back. Amen. To pick up. Amen. That old 1611. Amen. Thank God at home. Amen. To it today. Amen. Read it. Get it. I wrote on the table. Amen. Of our heart. Now for they may come one of these days and take these.
Amen.
Out of the homes.
Amen.
We better get it wrote on the table of our heart and our man.
Amen.
Amen. But there's more lamb in there. Amen. Thank God. Amen. People who say, well, preacher, this right here ain't necessary. Amen. I believe it's in that book, but I believe it's necessary.
Amen. Every word.
It tells you what to do, and it tells you what not to do.
Amen.
Does it not?
Yes.
Amen. He come into this world for one thing. Amen. Brother Don said it this morning. Amen. He come into this world to seek and to save that that was lost.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm talking about the lamb that was needed.
Right.
Without the shedding of that blood, the Bible said there'd be no remission of sin for sin. I got to get to where the man, the Lord, won't leave yet. Somehow or another, it seemed hard to kind of get at this morning.
Heaven, what?
But this thing. And I thought when I was coming out the road this morning, I thought to myself, I began to listen. Preacher, isn't that the other? And they have tried, Brother Don, to diminish the Word of God.
Amen.
I have been ministered
right.
to the world. Amen. It don't mean what it used to.
Right.
Amen. When he said, "Thou shalt not kill," I believe he meant, "Do not kill."
Amen.
Amen. I believe that's just exactly what he meant.
Right.
Amen. I'm not talking about maybe physically. Amen. Murdered somebody. Amen. Thank God. But I believe, amen, sometimes we let this place that we got in our mouth, amen, kill our brothers and our sisters today. Thank God. How the cost. Amen. We ain't got enough lamb. Amen. Thank God this morning. Amen. To keep us from doing it. Amen. I thank Brother John, you said it. Amen. This morning they saw that. Amen. That half blood. Amen. To wash her one time. Amen. That changed him.
Amen. Amen.
And as time goes on, the more lamb you get, the less of this other you've got.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. We don't want too much lamb. For it takes away from the things of the world.
Amen.
That we want to hold on to. Amen.
Oh,
Lord. Amen. I'm saying what enough lamb will do. Hey man, he'll take Hollywood out.
Right.
Amen.
Right. I don't sound well either. But it's still right.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God they so much. Amen. I'm going to say something right here. Amen. Thank God if somebody lasts so long. Amen. But it really don't matter. Amen. Thank God we have took the lamb out and allowed all of this stuff. Amen. To come in and corrupt our minds and corrupt our children. And we wonder why. Amen. Thank God our kids. Amen. Are doing the things that they're doing. But when you, amen, feed their minds with it, amen, thank God that's what they grow up to be.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Feed them the lamb.
Amen.
Feed it all to them. Amen. Is there any part of this book, amen, that you don't like this morning? Amen. It's all about Him.
Yes, it is.
Amen. From the beginning to the end, it's all about the Lamb. Well, this right here, and I know this morning. Amen. Thank God. We've got them things. Amen. Thank God this morning that we call souls. Amen. Now, I'm going to say something. I got one. Amen. Thank God for taking out all this other junk that's on. Amen. Thank God all I do is call and flip it open and call. Amen. I don't get all of this other junk involved in. Amen. Thank God I use it for what it was made for. Amen. And that's all I do with it. Amen. Now, others use it for everything in the world. Amen. Some use it for business. I understand that. Amen. Thank God this morning. But when we were laying around, amen. Thank God laying down on the bed. And, amen. All we do is pull in. Amen. Everybody else's business. Amen. And what's going on with them. And, amen. All the garbage you cycle out. Amen. Of that thing. Thank God. Amen. I say you need to get rid of it. Amen. And get more of the lamb. Amen. Thank God for him to do away. Amen with some of these things.
Amen.
I know that.
Yeah,
I know all you preachers come on and preach.
You're doing well.
Amen.
They've even got it now to where it's just about. Amen. Like turning on the TV, you get everything through that phone that you get on the TV. And they have made it convenient for people to get that job. It used to be that you had to go home. Amen. To get it. Amen. Well, that's where it was pumped in at. Hey, now that we got it, where we towed it around in our pockets.
Amen.
Amen. Honey, Paul. Amen. When our minds begin to hunger, amen, after the things of the world out there, amen, we'll jerk it out and we'll pull it up and see what it says. Now I'm going to ask you a question, and somebody really going to frown on me. Amen. And it'll be all right. Amen. If David or James would come on, you've been all right this morning. Amen. Now you can look at me and say, hey, I know what's going on.
Amen.
And too many of these Facebooks and
amen.
All of this stuff on there that everybody hooked in. Amen. And don't tell me yay, because I said I know it to be a fact. Amen. People absolutely hooked on this garbage.
Amen.
Amen. They used to be soap operas. Amen. They come on TV. Amen. Amen. I remember a time. Amen. Thank God back yonder. Amen. For my wife, Mill. Amen. Thank God before she ever read it. Amen. God dedicated to God just right. Amen. Thank God the day went by. How that she didn't have to see. Amen. The days of our lives. Amen. Bless the Lord today. I hear me. Amen. You ain't got to turn it on. Amen. At home anymore. Amen. If you want to know, amen, about it, I get on your phone this morning, they'll tell you.
Amen.
Everybody. Amen. This old saying here. Amen. Heck, don't bother to get on that. Amen. And they're out there laundry on that phone. Still ain't got enough lamb yet. You looking at me and say, what's that got to do with that? That's our son. Amen. Thank God it affects the church when you come in here and you live like that.
Amen.
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 Amen. You go ahead and smile and be all right. Amen. For I know it to be right. You don't have to frown on that. Amen. It ain't just in Mount Moriah Church. This is worldwide.
Yes.
Amen. They'll tell you, hey, you follow us. Amen. On Facebook, Twitter, first one thing or another, every way in the world. Amen. You get a hold of you, follow this garbage. Amen. Day in and day out. Amen. Thank God. But how many of them ever get on there? Amen. Thank God. And pick up that old Bible and say, hey, amen, let's just read a few verses. Amen. Out of this old King James today. Amen. And see what it says. You never hear none of that on there.
Amen.
Amen. They too much lamb in it. Amen. They're sick people.
Lord. Help
them, Lord. Lord, but just let me stay at home this morning.
Doing well.
Everybody. Well, they try now. Preacher, this is getting old hearing this stuff.
Straighten up, then.
Amen. You'll read that just a little bit. Amen. Old Pharaoh got tired of hearing what Moses had to say.
Amen.
But every once in a while, Moses and God had sent him back. Amen. He'd go back. Amen. He'd tell Pharaoh again. Amen. And let his people go. Amen. Thank God. No Pharaoh's heart gets getting harder. Amen. All the time. Amen. Thank God. I feel like sometimes. Amen. That's the way the church is tonight. Amen. It looks like their hearts. Amen. They're getting harder every day. Amen. Thank God. Won't nothing to do. Amen. With the lamb today. Amen. Bless his name. After going yonder. And a hanging. Amen. On an old rugged cross. How little Oscar can be saved. I bless your name this morning. Amen. Ain't you glad? Amen. The salvation. them this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He said, I cannot steal. And I know this right here will get down to you. It pretty much gets most everybody. Preacher, I don't go out here and run up things and take them. You don't have to. You come right here and sit on these pews. Every time the door is open, still be a thief.
Amen.
Preacher, how in the world can you say that? Amen. Thank God when you fail to give God. Amen. He imparts. Amen. You a thief.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
I know that don't sound good, does it?
Yes.
But it's still right.
Amen.
Amen. When you get enough of that lamb in there, amen, thank God it'll put it right. How many of y'all like the lamb this morning? Amen. Without it, you wouldn't have this opportunity.
Amen.
Amen.
I know what the scripture is saying, the repetitions of thoughts that come to me. We've got our houses smaller and smaller when it comes to the lamb. We'll move everything else in the house and root out so much of the lamb. We've got to the place now that sin ain't sin no more.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. We've said, well, this right here ain't too bad. We'll go ahead and let this in.
Right.
Amen. Thank God, root out just a little more lamb. Amen. We're getting rid of it by degree.
Yes,
amen. Thank God that if there's ever been any one thing that people need, that is more of the lamb this morning. Amen. Thank God, I say, he told them, amen, to eat it all, and I believe we need to eat what's in the legs of this old book right here. Amen. You're going to say, oh, preacher, I don't need all of this and that and the other. Amen. Thank God, you'll find out here shortly, amen, just how much of this right here you need. Our country's getting in worse shape and worse shape. Amen. Thank God our country has rooted the lamb out. Amen. Thank God and decided. Amen. Thank God that we need these Muslims. Amen. All of this year, the homosexuals. Amen. Worse than we need the lamb. But hear me this morning. Amen. Thank God the whole mess of them. Amen. Is going to stand before that lamb one day out yonder. Amen. And give him a calf. Amen. For these times. Amen. We rooted him out of the home. Amen. We rooted it out of the church. Amen. And now we are rooting it out. Amen. Of our nation today. Amen. We said we don't need it. Amen. Anymore. But hear me. Amen. You're going to need it. Amen. Thank God in these last days. Amen. In order to stand.
Amen.
Amen.
I wish I'd have had a little more time. Amen. To have studied on some of this. Amen. Before the Lord said, do it. But he knows what he's doing and I don't. Amen. That's the reason I have to follow him.
Amen.
Thank God. I've decided I need him. Amen. Worse than I need anything else in this world.
Amen.
Thank God. Amen. I needed him back yonder. Amen. When I first started out, because I didn't know how to go, to where to go, which direction to go. Amen. Thank God. But bless him, man, for that comforter. Amen. Thank God to come back here. Amen. Thank God he's still leading me. Amen. After 30-some odd years. Amen. He's still taking me down. Amen. The same road that I started out on. But I found out, people. Amen. I found better roads. Amen. Thank God they didn't like miracle was that the lamb was on. And so they moved over and took him another. Amen. This morning, how we decided. Amen. Thank God. How the lamb is too much. How so we'll get rid of them old preachers. Amen. Thank God. And get us one of these young ones. Amen. To where we can head him. Amen. In the direction. How do we want him to go? And he won't be too rough on us.
Amen. Help them, Lord.
I believe he said, not to bear false witness. Did he not?
Amen.
Amen. But you know what we do? Amen. We've got rid of enough of the lamb. Amen. Thank God for our mouth. Amen. He's got loose. And we begin to tell things that we ought not to be telling.
Amen.
Amen. We talk in garbage that we ought not to be talking.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God this morning we ought to be talking more. Amen of the Lamb this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God that's what we need. Amen, preacher. Amen. Thank God my kids. I won't put up with it. I hear me this morning. Amen. Thank God I believe you're going to be held. Amen. Accountable if you don't tell them. Amen. What are they lacking? Amen. What are they told? Amen. This morning hear me. Amen. I believe. Amen. Brother Melvin said, amen, thank God, it's our job, amen, to put it in their ear, amen, and what they do with it, amen, is up to them.
Right.
Amen. Well, it don't take much anymore for people to get real quiet on you.
Amen.
Heaven, Lord.
Amen. That's the reason that they invented all this stuff on these phones so you could do these things.
Amen.
It used to be that you had to get out and go down the road to do it. And then it wasn't long. They'll come on the scene. They had the party line and you could tell everybody at one time. You didn't have to make a little trip to it. You just tell them all at one time. Amen. Now they've got it to where wherever you at, amen, you hit a button, send it everywhere. Amen. There are people being absolutely killed today. Amen. Because of this thing that we're using.
Amen.
Amen. It wouldn't be hard to kill Brother David or Brother James if I was to set my mind to it. Do you know that? Amen. They wouldn't be guilty, but I could spread some stuff.
Right.
Amen. And the next thing you know it, have it in the minds of everybody around. Well, this right here could be possible.
Right.
Do you know that?
Right.
It could be possible. I doubt it, but it could be. And the first thing you know, you got doubt. People's mind. And they begin to wonder. Amen. Next thing you know, they're telling somebody else. Amen. I believe you said not to covet. Amen. Is that in there?
Amen.
Amen.
I said, is it in the book?
Yes.
Amen. You may have $1 million home set somewhere. I don't know. I don't know what you got in your home. Really don't matter. It ain't mine. It's none of my business.
Amen.
You may have the finest automobiles that they are in the country. I don't know about all of that. But that's yours. It ain't mine, and I don't need it. Is that right?
Amen.
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 He said not to covet what your neighbor had. Amen, but we've moved the lamb out and begin to covet what belongs to our neighbor. Whether it be his house, whether it be his automobile, whether it be his husband or his wife, amen, it don't matter no more. We move, amen, the lamb out and we said, this is what I want.
Amen.
Oh, howdy.
Happy Lord.
That's all it takes to give people a lot of jobs. Amen. The rest of this you'll holler amen about.
Amen.
But when you get down to that right there, is it not in the book?
Amen.
Is it not one of the ten? Yeah. Amen. Let's move that part of the land out.
Amen.
Amen. We don't need that right there. Amen. I'm calling, I say, for grace. Amen. Thank God you need the other man. Amen. You need it too.
Amen.
Right.
Too much land for the house. Now, I'll just tell you something. If you think that I'm going to hide around the corner and try to dodge this or dodge that or say this, hey, I'm going to tell you something. Amen. Thank God I don't like the way some of my kids are done either. Amen. Don't approve of it, Brother David. Amen. Thank God they're in the wrong. They're in the wrong. Amen. They've been told, I don't shun that. I don't make no, amen, effort to dodge it. Amen. I don't care to tell them. Amen. Thank God they need to quit complaining and get right with God. Amen. Thank God today I say we still need more. Amen. Of the Lamb of God in our home.
Amen.
In our church and in our country today. Amen. Thank God. But if we get more of it. Amen. Thank God in our individual life. Amen. Things will begin to get different around us.
Right. Amen.
He said not to bear false witness. Amen. It don't bother us to do that no more.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody tell you a lie and you'll go right along with it. Amen. Next thing you know, amen, you're telling everybody and you're somebody done had told. You're a lie and you begin to bear false witness. Oh, well. I hate it, you don't like it. But that's just the way it is. Amen. Thank God. I say we need to move the Lamb of God back in and move the world out.
Right.
Amen. You go to one of my grandkids and ask them what they hear. You ask my kids what they hear, I don't know. Amen. They may not do everything that I want them to do. In fact, they don't. Amen, but when you've done all you can do to get them to hear and to get them to quit some things, what do you do? I believe the scripture said when you have done all to stand, he said stand.
Yes.
And I'm going to stand right here. If all of y'all don't like it, and my kids don't like it, and my grandkids don't like it, I'm still going to stand right here. This is the way it is. Amen. Thank God we need more lamb today than we've ever had.
Amen. Help him, Lord.
Amen. But we've got enough of too much in the house. Amen. Thank God if we moved all of this out, moved all the world in. Amen. And that's the way we want it.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. You know what you'll do? Amen. I'm just going to say it to you like it is, the plain as I know how. Amen. Thank God this morning. We've come in here and sat on our benches. Amen. Thank God and say, I want more lamb. Amen. I want more lamb, preacher. I want more. Amen. Thank God, but you won't move enough of the world out of your house, amen, to get the Lamb of God in there.
Amen.
We just won't do it.
Happen, Lord.
Amen. But you'll come week after week. Right here. say you enjoy the preaching. I don't know whether you really do or not. Amen. I thought like Brother David preached the other day. Amen. Like he did. I think he gave more lamb than what people wanted.
Amen.
He gave more lamb than you wanted. How many of you would like to have more lamb this morning? Amen. Bless the Lord. Folks, we better get more of it.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God, because we're going to find out just how important this is. And I'm fixing to quit. And I know you're ready for it. Amen, but I thought as I listened to Brother Melvin, and I was listening, I'd get probably a CD about 10 times over the past, or 10 or 12 times over the past couple of days. Amen, and it has done me a world of good. And I give probably some of the best encouragement that I ever got in my life. For I know what kind of times we're living in.
Yes.
You pray all you want to. You can sing all you want to. You can preach all you want to. But you still ain't going to change it. That scripture is going to be fulfilled.
Amen.
But I believe we will, as Brother Melvin said, I believe we'll be held accountable for putting it in the ears.
Yes, sir. Them.
Amen.
Regardless what they do with it.
Amen.
Y'all believe that?
Yes.
Brother David, sometimes he'd get up, and I've noticed him a few times, boy, he'd bar down in some spots. Amen. All you got to do is look around. Boy, you see people roll their eyes around just a little bit. Amen. Don't ever open their mouth and say nothing, but they'll roll their eyes. There's more of it than they really want. Amen. James can get up and spit out some things. Boy, and everybody be sitting there looking at books, and eyes roll up, look at it. Well, I know where we're going today. Amen. I'm going to tell you this right here. Amen. Thank God what we need to do is throw all these other things down and put our ear to the Word of God and begin to hear. Amen. Thank God. And when we hear it, or left that right there where it was at. Amen. Thank God. He said it wasn't just a hearer of the Word that was justified, but a doer. Is that what he said?
Right.
Amen. We need to be doing more than what we're doing.
Amen.
All right, I'll leave you with that. Amen. What you think about it? How much lamb have you got in your house? Have you got too much? You not got enough? Amen. Thank God. I say we need more than what we've got this morning.
Amen.
Amen. I'll tell you what you do. Amen. And some of you may not take this too well. But I'll tell you what you do now. Some of these things that you're doing, that really just ain't necessary, but you do it just because. Start doing a little less without that. And pick that old book up right there and read about the time, the space of time that you would spend doing the thing that you do. Or find you a place somewhere, amen, and spend about that much time, amen, on your knees somewhere. Amen. I believe you'll get more of the lamb moved in and all of this other moved out. All right. Mr. Mark, come to the piano. Amen. Won't you think about it this morning? Amen. Are you satisfied with just what you've got? Or would you love to have more? I know what you're going to do. Percent is going to sit right where they're at and be satisfied with what little they've got. While she gets whatever she feels like playing, you stand with us this morning, amen, and you think about it. What's keeping me from doing the things that God wants me to do?
Right.
Now, preacher, amen, that ain't nothing. Something's keeping you from doing, amen, what God wants you to do.
Right.
Amen, for there's been a time. There was a time back yonder, amen, that you didn't have to beg people and plead with people. Amen, thank God to do what God said to.
Right.
Amen. Or they just get up and get on with it.
Yes.
Amen. Thank God, people. Amen. Felt like they need to pray. Amen. They didn't wait on invitation. How they get an order praying, see God.
What about it this morning while she played?